open the front door, and there's two officers standing there, and you know, they were asking. I had just put some cameras up on our garage, kind of aimed out at the road, and they asked if we had any footage because there's been a string of B&Bs, and ultimately ended up culminating across the street at a neighbor's house that we live over on Thompson Street, just north of Elmwood. And a neighbor directly across the street, apparently there's a team of guys that kind of floated across a couple of streets, meandering through the neighborhoods, checking for unlocked cars and unlocked homes. And I think most people have probably seen it on social media by now, with everyone posting pictures from their Ring doorbells and stuff. But they ended up about 5 a.m. at the neighbor's house across the way. I believe the back door was unlocked, got in, and I believe the neighbor heard what was going on, came down the stairs, confronted the individuals, and some sort of tussle, and he got, there was a shot, and went, I think he got hit in the shoulder. So, and then the suspect fled. So, I did reach out to the family and to, my neighbor yesterday, just as I do with most all shootings. I can get a hold of a neighbor, and he's in stable condition. It sounds like the bullet went, straight through. Incredibly lucky, that that was the least of it. So,
yeah, shoulder's not very far from your heart.
Yeah, yeah. So it was definitely scary. I you know, talked to a lot of the neighbors, and actually, city council person Will Forgrave lives on the same block on the other side of the street, up from us. So I talked to him last night, and it's definitely scary.